what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself.
Oh, yeah. Express yourself. It is Friday afternoon. Welcome to Express Yourself, a weekly show exploring all things creative, broadcasting from the heart of the Carbondale Creative District. Happy First Fridays! It's a love theme this month, so head on down to Carbondale Main Street, listen to KDNK DJs, write a love letter, and be part of community. We're your hosts, Amy Kimberly, and...
And Brian Colley. Hi, everybody. We have a great show lined up for you today with Carbondale Clay Center's operations manager, Matthew Eames, coming in soon to talk about their current exhibition, The Breath of Life, photography by Alejandro Lopez of handmade clay figures from 19th and 20th century Mexico, which hold an opening reception this evening, I think, from 6 to 8 p.m.
That's right. And a visit from Takah's Kendall Smith to fill us in on all the awesome happenings at Takah this month. But first,
stick with us because we have Olivia Pevek singing live in the studio ahead of her upcoming series of concerts.
So tune on and tune in. Oh, yeah, that's a little Olivia Pevek singing along with Express Yourself.
We all sing along with the radio, right? Please right. Tell me. Yeah. Tell me.
That's true. That's true. But not all of us sound as good as you do.
Oh, that's, well, whatever, debatable. But anyways.
Well, awesome. We are excited to have you here with us. Olivia Pevek has been in... many, many bands in the Valley.
Not so many. A couple really good ones. Oh, closer. Yeah, oh, boy. I wonder.
Yeah. How many bands is that?
Banjo?
All the Pretty Horses.
Do we divide All the Pretty Horses from Let Them Roar, or is that one band?
I guess you got a point there.
It was a different sound.
That's right.
It was a sound. True. It was true. A sound thing. Yeah, so, and we had fun with a band called Hey Now not too long ago, and that Morgan was in for a minute. He really was a creator of that band, and then Delaney Myers and Harris Jackson. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and bands, wow, man, bands is really a thing. And,
but now you are on your own.
Now I'm on my own.
And that's a whole different thing, Olivia.
Yes, it is a whole different thing. And so I'm trying to do a whole different thing with it. But, you know, it's all evolutionary, right? Like we're living our lives and our work grows as we grow, hopefully. And yeah, so now I'm making magic. And I wonder if we could, as I learn about magic, I'm an amateur magic maker, an amateur, do I want to use the word witch? No, that's not my word, but I would like
to
make
magic.
I would like to make magic. That's what I would really like to do in this lifetime, and I believe that it is a craft, just like music, just like acting, just like painting, just like drawing. It's a craft. And so I'm practicing my craft. So I think it would be nice if we could practice a little. You guys game?
Yeah, we want to hear.
Okay, so important thing about magic is coming into presence, right? So I came here really scattered. I'm just going to, let's just shake it off for a second. We're here on the radio together.
Shake it.
Take a breath. Let's take three breaths. The radio doesn't usually have time for three breaths.
We're making time.
Yeah, we're making time. Okay, we are on the radio. So, now that we're here, we should give thanks. So I would like to start by thanking both of you because you have been instrumental in my entire growth as an artist. So thank you.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Olivia.
Thanks for all the joyful sounds you've given me.
Thanks. And I would like to thank Carrie Margolis and Josh Schrey, who are my teachers at this time. Really, like, specifically, I'm studying with them. And they're brilliant. They're brilliant. So thank you to my teachers. Would you guys like to say thank you?
Well, I thanked you and, you know, I'll thank Brian and but I'm very excited about your adventure and the magic
she
you're
wants
making.
To get through. We're all thank
I can't
you.
Wait. I'm gonna be
thank
thankful
you.
For the song
okay.
I'm gonna hear.
Awesome. Here it comes, Brian. One thank you from you at radio speed. Just kidding.
Radio speed. I am grateful just for Katie and Kay, I guess.
Right.
I'll put that out there. Katie and Kay bringing us together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and then what is our magic for? So I will give that because that's what I'm here for. Love, mutual aid, the divine mother power of the universe. Wayfaring stranger traveling through this world below, and there's no sickness, no toil, no danger in that bright land to which I know. I'm going. This is a story in three chapters, so that was chapter one.
Wow. Gosh, sounds so good. And banjo, how long
even
have you been playing banjo?
No,
how long? You haven't been playing banjo that long, right?
Oh, man, I've been playing a lot longer, years-wise, than I think other musicians.
Public.
Yeah, like... You know, it's a relationship, and ours has been developing over time. My whole life, actually. My dad made this banjo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, here's a bard story. My dad made this banjo from a kit that my mother gave him.
And what is the magic of a bard?
What is...
Yeah, I
wanted
to hear
about
the bard. Oh,
my gosh, this is the truth-telling now.
The bard. Whoa. It seems like I've heard that in, like, a medieval setting, though.
Yeah. So... Mm-hmm. I feel like I've known that word. People use it for William Shakespeare all the time, right? But the bard.
Right, right.
I always took it to mean a traveling musical storyteller, an entertainer who's like makes their way on the road, right? So that, like, it came because I'm studying mythology. The bard started to come up in our teachings. Wayfaring stranger, It's all beautiful magic that's happening. And the bard is a word we have. Then I'm like following my mythological path through the internet, and I find this like Celtic lore place. I was looking at horse goddesses because there are horse goddesses. And I landed on this. There's this whole, they have a whole like, heading on their homepage about bard, like being a bard. And so, you know, like, of course it's an ancient tradition of study and practice and title receiving. Like, you don't just get to call yourself a bard.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I thought that was...
No. But on this website, right, all it really tells you is that you need to know a certain number of stories and songs to, like, make your way through your education. So I know a lot of stories and songs, and I'm really looking forward to taking them out into the world with me and starting with Carbondale because this is my home.
Yeah. That's right. And where are people going to be able to actually see
actually come and participate in the mm-hmm. magic, right, at theater speed, mm-hmm. is at Steve's Guitars on the 21st, the Friday.
Yeah.
The 21st. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I love Steve's Guitars and, I mean, again, like, you know, giving thanks. So the rest of the like, in a days of yore, I would have been really happy to play one show at Steve's Guitars a month, right? Like, and that be right. My month of music. But that's not going to fly as a bard. Yo, I got
to.
I only have this body
world.
To feed, but I still have to feed this body.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a bunch of house shows, and I like this because it means that I can... that the community can be intimate with their intimate people, mm-hmm. Because that's there's like public magic, which we are making right now, and there is, you know, intimate magic. And I think we need it all, but I think we really need to come together in our heart spaces to get through these wild times. The times are never wild. I mean, never not wild, in my experience, just...
As a bard.
To put it as a bard. Yes. The bard knows.
The bard knows.
The bard is wise and weary.
The house concert is... Which...
The house concerts... Excuse me, I'm drinking water. There are house concerts yet to be booked.
Ah.
I do have a house concert, and the other nature of a house concert is that you don't tell the public where they are.
It's for friends.
Yeah, because it's a house, right?
Yeah,
it's a safe space that not everybody's welcome in. That's just the nature of a house, right? And that's... We need our boundaries for our magic as well.
That's true.
Yeah. So if people are interested in getting an invitation, then that's going to be very felt process. And probably if you know me, I'll know which show you should go to. Then that's like Scavenger Industries on Instagram at Scavenger Industries. And then I'm not going to give my phone number on the air.
Yeah, no.
Because that's a boundary. So if you know my phone number, you have it, or you know someone who has it, please text me and I will invite you to a show.
Let's hear.
Steve's
some
is
magic.
Our public show, right?
Can I ask one more question before you play another bard?
Isn't this
song?
Fun?
I love this. But I was going to ask, just you have such a history with playing with other people on mm-hmm. the stage, and mm-hmm. you've always been such a strong musician mm-hmm. on your own. And I was wondering what it's like for you in this moment, kind of launching into this
individuation.
Bardom. Yeah, individuation. Ooh, yeah, the solo act on the stage. You know.
That's a great segue, Brian. Thank you so much for that question. So I think I just talked about love quite a lot, and that's one of the things we're making magic for. And mutual aid is a form of love, right? And that's what a band is, like a band, and it comes, mutual aid has a million faces, right? But a band, a healthy band, and that's real, right? Health is a part of mutual aid. Is taking care of each other and like you're literally holding each other up on the stage mm-hmm. to make magic with a room full of people. And That's amazing. That's amazing. And I have a deep longing to return to that space. And I get it. Like, guess what? When you learn how to play an instrument, like, you can learn chords and stuff and basic structures. And then you can go to, like, a cafe where people are playing. And you can just join them. It's amazing. So true. You can also do that as a singer. But I found that really hard. Like, that's another story. Anyway. Yeah. Mutual aid. So I'm realizing that I need to get really strong to have the to be the mutual aid participant that I want to be. And I think saying yes to my music, storytelling, and being alive on earth and participating in mutual aid will carry me at least a little while. We'll see what happens.
You're making the magic.
Making the magic. Yeah. Yeah. So then if we're moving into our closing, I'm assuming. I don't know how much time we have.
Well, we definitely want to hear some more music.
So I wonder, do you want like a... So that was just a little piece, right? And I could play a whole song if we have that kind of time. If we don't have that kind of time, I'm curious what will happen if I sing a chorus of a song that is not written yet, but will be performed for the first time at the UU service on Sunday.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to engage in a little speed writing, and it's the perfect way to write a funny song. So are we closing? Do we want to close? It's not much of a thing yet.
We got about four or five minutes. So
okay. Oh, here we go. Are you guys ready to... We're talking about love?
Yeah.
Love is really a thing. It's a mirror, right? I fell before the turning of the leaves, for a vision of gold and green. I spun out under the stars to the tune of your guitar and singing in harmony. Eyes for me. Ain't you got eyes for me at all? Oh, one look is all I need. You know the look I mean. You just ain't got eyes for me at all. With a glance, so I lay it all out on a chance. What could be the harm of keeping one another warm? Are you waiting for a simpler dance? Why you ain't got eyes for me? Ain't you got eyes for me at all? Just when I think I'm free, you turn and wink at me. You just ain't got eyes for me at all. And now the bright flush of spring can't be ignored. Well, if beauty ain't a sign, then what's it for? But if a girl's what you prefer, then your blindness ain't my concern. Oh, darling, I'm so much more. Why you ain't got eyes for me? Eyes for me. Ain't you got eyes for me at all? Oh, why can't you see what is so plain to me? You just ain't got eyes for me at all. Oh, I wish that you could see what is so clear to me. You just ain't got eyes.
Wow, 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 wow. Did you write that? That is so good, Olivia. Wow.
It's kind of a great song. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
I love that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a funny one. I love singing it, but it's, you know, it's like wanting to torture sort of, and like
Olivia the Bard, and that song alone has quite a few stories in it, I am
a
sure.
A whole lot more than it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. So Steve's guitars
on the 21st, Friday the 21st, and call me if you want to have me in your living room. We got to guarantee there's money involved.
Nice. You deserve it. You've got many adventures and magic to make out there.
Thank you. Well, and that's another great thing about house concerts is we figure it out. So let's do that. If you're come to the UU, if you need a little,
if you need
a little feeling about your healthy body. To the UU on Sunday.
That seems
Thanks,
like
Olivia.
A good place. Thank you.
Talking numbers, yeah, the princess will wake up from her slumber, and all the knights will step forth with their armbands, and every stranger you meet in the street will make demands. So believe no lies and try your eyes.
Well, that was fun having some live music in the studio. You are tuned in to Express Yourself here on KDNK. Thanks for tuning in today. We've got another guest here to talk about arts and culture and creativity happening in Carbondale. Hi, Matthew Eames.
Hello, Brian Colley. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for hopping in the studio here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Let's see. You are the operations manager.
The operations manager, yeah.
Did you switch titles recently?
I did switch titles recently, yeah. As we've been growing in the last several years, it's become necessary that we start filling in a little bit more. So we're adding some more staff members and trying to deal with our growth in a positive way.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
So I've got a new umbrella term, operations manager.
So Carbondale Clay Center operations manager, and you've been there for quite a while,
over 11 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this show that's up there.
Yeah.
There's an opening reception tonight from 6 to 8, I believe.
Yes, it is.
And it's called The Breath of Life by a photographer, Alvaro Alejandro López. Did I say
that's
it right?
Great. That sounded...
The accents are there. So
the accents are there, so you really could nail it. Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. He's a Mexico City-based artist that we fortunately... credit to the internet, because he found us.
Oh, really?
And reached out about possibly having a show, and he applied for this show.
Wow.
We took it to the committee.
Uh-huh.
Committee said, this looks good.
Is that how shows work at the Clay Center? You have a committee and like proposal process?
Yes and no. I mean, okay. it like certain shows, like pairings every year.
Oh yeah,
is not That's part like of an that. Annual. But we do have a handful of shows that we schedule per year that may come off of the application process.
Gotcha.
And if they don't, as we try to plan, you know, a year, 18 months on average away from the show, so artists have time.
Yeah.
We will put shows in place if we don't have one already planned. So it's kind of a combination of a selection process and a dialogue about what we're kind of looking for the next show.
Cool.
So this one, you know, it's easy when you have an artist that applies with some good work.
Yeah.
And you can just go, okay, well, here's my available months.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you there.
Wow. So. But it's not a typical show, I feel like, for the Clay Center, because you don't have the physical works there with you.
Right, right. Yeah. So it is a little different in that way. This is all photography, but his content is ceramics. Mm-hmm. It's actually, we have a statement on the wall. You can read a little bit more about his thoughts and process, but it's actually some artwork that was collected by his uncle, some historical pieces.
Right.
And they kind of got shoved aside over time, neglected per se.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
because
they're
rummaging
they're
through. Yeah.
They're from like the 1800s or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're very like in themselves. They probably are very interesting to see in person.
Mm hmm.
Just
sure.
by looking at them through the photos.
But probably the practicality of bringing them all and he's a professional photographer. So
right. So that's
he's presenting them in a really nice,
yeah, and it's a
way.
Very different aesthetic. You know, it's very, very spotlight, very dark black background with just like highlighted specific snippets of said objects.
Mm-hmm. So his uncle had this collection that he just had kind of put aside in the attic or whatever. And then,
and then he kind of discovered it. I believe if I understand this correctly, his uncle passed away and he may have inherited this. I'm speaking out of turn there. But he discovered these pieces and thought this was a not only interesting content but also like the fact that they were neglected and starting to like, erode a little bit per se, or get a little bit of that neglectful abuse that happens sometimes with our artwork. You know, that we kind of, it's just time gets to it. So there's a nice, interesting conversation with that, as well as because it's historical objects.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of almost just documenting these works in a new way.
There was a quote on the website that I printed out because it was really beautiful.
Yeah.
The artist Alvaro says, they are reborn, these ceramics, their ceramic pieces. They are reborn in their wear and tear and old age. Their collapses and fractures recreate them. In them, we can glimpse the primal, the mineral, and vegetal memory that is always the beginning and breath of life, which is the title of the show, Breath of Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just really beautiful.
This whole show is very thoughtful from his approach, from the application all the way through to these pieces. So, it's very different for us. I mean, just to have this photography, but it is interesting content, and we've got, I think, 18 photographs on the walls.
Does that kind of document all the pieces in the collection, or that's like his selection that he curated for you guys?
I believe it's a selection. I mean, we talked about how many works or images that he would put in, so I'm relatively confident that there's more photos. There's a longer, larger depth of pieces that he documented, and he selected a 18 that would be a really good window into this collection that he's done.
Is he able to travel here at all for the reception? Or
we talked about that via email.
Or can you do like a talk on Zoom? And
yeah, we did have discussions about it. The language barrier is certainly a little bit of a challenge. I've tried to actually communicate with him a couple different ways. His English isn't very good. My Spanish is not very good.
Right.
So we have a little bit of a challenge there. But I'm very interested in seeing about, you know, kind of a little bit of feedback, and we're talking, but he is not intending to fly out here for this. We had mentioned that, and it didn't work out, so that's okay.
It's just cool to make that connection, though.
Yeah.
It's so interesting that he found you guys here in Carbondale, Colorado.
I know, right?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
You're also a ceramic artist yourself, and I had a question about, like, when learning about Alvaro's collection of these handmade clay figures from his uncle.
Yeah.
Has there been anything that stuck out to you as a ceramicist, getting to look up close at these, getting the images of the figures, or any other like further appreciation just because the magnitude of the history of like clay as like this human connection point through time?
Yeah.
Which is kind of big picture, but
it is big picture. And what is really fascinating is, clay is in a way permanent because of the way that it's fired and how it exists. Every time I have the opportunity to look, and there is thousands and upon thousands, I mean, maybe even millions of ceramic objects in the world, historical and current. And
probably
that's
more
probably,
than millions. They're if you've been to a museum, you've been to like the,
the
collection they have. It's incredible.
It's incredible. And this is a snippet. This is probably not even what existed at one point in time. I think about those things when I'm looking at these works. Like, I've never seen this style of historical objects that often before. This is clearly a specific niche that he collected. And it just goes to show that, you know, the thousands of works, hundreds of thousands maybe of works that I've seen in my lifetime of ceramic objects, that is very much, quote, like just the tip of the iceberg, per se. So that's what I end up thinking about with these, because I'm not very familiar with the specific ceramic content. I mean, I know these figurines roughly, but like his take on it, but also like the depth of that collection is, it's different to me even. So that's always kind of my...
Yeah, that kind of reminded me, even when I come to the Clay Center or other clay shows around here, the pieces that I end up like making a connection with and taking home with me are usually because I know the person behind it.
Right.
And it must be interesting seeing works that are like, you know, 200-300 years old.
Right.
You're never going to meet that person, but you do have a connection with the photographer. So there's that little window.
Right.
And then thinking about how the actual maker of the object created them, and they use their hands and their fingers, and they're not around anymore. But the pieces,
deep connection to history that we like, it creates almost like a lineage to a piece, but yet it's at the same time, it almost is mind blowing. Like just like I was in Greece like several months ago, and looking at thousands of year old ceramics,
Greece,
just like. Still having a hard time wrapping my head around this object created that long ago and sitting there in front of me.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's astounding that we're still using it like clay in the way that people were using it back then.
Right. Right.
Just like a very human being kind of thing. I don't know what it is. Okay, so that reception tonight, 6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 8, yes.
What else is happening at the Clay Center? You got any classes opening up or like summer stuff starting to crank
in? We're really cranking into our scheduling. We've got date night coming up.
Date night.
Yeah, right.
Is that Valentine's
Day? Date night.
Okay.
So I'll be teaching that. We've got 3 different sessions, and last I knew there was only 1 or 2 spots left.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's flying out off the shelves, as they would
What's
say.
What's date night like?
So we kind of joke around that ghosting's not required but recommended. But
Patrick Swayze,
we're gonna get fun with it. I mean, to each their own. But the premise of the date night was to interact with your partner in a new kind of way, right? Mm. So you know from Ghosts and Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore, that kind of sensual interaction, right? Well, we're not gonna really go that far, but we are going to make some work and work with your partner and kind of collaborate in a way so that you have, not even just a memory, but you have a physical object that's going to maybe be a useful thing to your, in your cupboard that you can have your morning cereal out of or something.
Well, it's just fun to have those moments
now
together.
Now you have a new story of a historical object that will be.
Okay. Yeah. In a show in 200 or 300 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And, that's great.
So that we have that coming up. Our next session of classes will be in April and May. We'll be releasing those to the public and to our members in March. We are traveling in March to Salt Lake City for a major conference. That is NSECA. We have the Clay Center itself has an exhibition as part of NSECA this year to commemorate the Clay Center's legacy of 27 years of working with ceramic artists. So we're really excited to have that as well.
That's great.
Lots of other programming being planned all the way throughout the summer and the rest of the year. Just really, really excited to continue to plan those, but also to share that with the community. So anytime you guys want to check it out, we're there.
And let's see, you can come tonight and just see show 6 to 8 p.m. here in Carbondale, the Carbondale Community Clay Center. And how can people learn more about what you guys do?
Yeah, feel free to drop us a line, give us a call. That's maybe a little old school. You can shoot us an email. That's maybe a little new school. You can go on the website, www.carbondaleclay.org. Nice. Great resource that will have a bunch of that information. But yeah, feel free to stop by, even just during our office hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5. Ask us some questions. We're there.
Perfect. Thank you, Matthew Eames of the Carbondale Clay Center, for coming on. Express Yourself. We'll be right back after a little romantic song from Mexico I found.
Mi chacha linda, como te adoro, mi linda muchacha. No sé si pueda vivir sin mirarte. No sé si pueda dejarte de amar. No sé si pueda dejar.
mi vida se funde en tu vida. Toda mi alma nació para tu alma. Y hasta mi sangre daría por no perderte, mujer, mujer de mi alma.
All right. Wow. I love this music. Well, it is Friday. Things are starting to heat up downtown for First Fridays and Love. You're tuned in to KDNK. This is Express Yourself. And I am here with Kendall Smith.
Hi, everybody.
I always want to call you Kendall Scott. It's just, I don't know why, but Kendall Smith from Takah. And I don't know if any of you out there in the listening audience have looked at this incredible schedule that Kendall has essentially created for us, but it's really exciting. So we are going to talk about a lot of the things that are happening in February and March. We like having you on every month and a half or so to keep us updated, because you guys don't slow down too much.
We really don't.
Yeah, you got, so let's, I mean, we're kicking off with country, perchance?
Yeah, tomorrow night we have an acoustic duo, Thompson Square, here with Valley local favorite Tristan Trincato opening for them, which is going to be amazing.
Yeah, you know what? I did not know much about Tristan Trincato, but I saw it on your page, and he's local, and he's a sensation.
Sensation, like a 16, 17-year-old sensation.
Wow.
He recently played our, we had a teen night recently, which was really great. It was all teenagers on stage and teenage audience, and it's a really fun night, and he kind of blew me away.
Wow. That's cool. When you do these country nights, do a lot of people come out and two-step and dance, or is this more of a sit-down?
This particular show is going to be a seated show. It's okay. More of a show performance. But when we do a honky-tonk night, that's your signal that it's a dance night.
Ah, that's the code words, honky-tonk.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right. And then, I mean, that does, it just doesn't stop there. Why don't you just dig in with all the exciting things we have?
Yeah. Next week, we've got a number of ways you can celebrate Valentine's Day, alone or with people, if you'd like. on the 13th, we're going to kick it off with Crash Test Dummies, you know, those 90s alt-folk heroes. Really exciting to have them. That's a seated show as well. So it'll be a really nice night.
And it's with a dinner, but the dinner sold out?
Yeah, our supper club for both that night and Valentine's night have sold out. The next night, John Craigie, no stranger to the Valley.
Yeah.
He's on a co-bill with Glenn Phillips, and Glenn Phillips is the front guy for Toad the Wet Sprocket, who also has his own solo stuff. Yeah.
Huh. And you've had Todd before, haven't you? Or I thought maybe years ago, maybe it wasn't Takah. You didn't have Glenn Phillips yet.
We haven't had
this
Glenn
is his
yet.
First. No, okay, cool. Cool.
And then that culminates on Saturday the 15th with Pixie and the Partygrass Boys.
And they are so much fun.
So much fun. And I love them. I mean, the whole thing of being ski bums that started playing house parties and then built themselves into this band. And I think this tour, they're actually bringing a drummer as well. So it's going to be a throwdown.
That's fun. I've seen Pixie at the Palisade Bash. And I've lusted after having heard Palisade or them.
Yeah.
But we never have been that lucky. So this is exciting to have them right here.
Yeah, I'm excited for my first party grass experience.
Oh, boy. Well, you better get on the tie-dye and some... No.
I'll dig that out. It's got to be somewhere. And then from there, you know, we move into on the 17th. We've got Consensual Improv here. They're, again, Valley Heroes on improv. And just FYI, starting mid-month or so on Monday nights, they're hosting a consensual community jam, which is it's a ticketed event, but you can come in. And if you've ever sat in the audience for one of those shows and thought, yeah, I can do that, this is a chance for you to really determine if you can.
So that means you go on Monday and you buy a ticket, but other people have bought tickets too. And then if you feel the feeling, you jump up on stage and perform in front of all these other people?
Well, I think the expectation is all the people there are going to be doing improv together. Yeah.
Okay. So if you buy the ticket, you're willing to.
And then we're doing
jam.
That, I think, 6 Mondays in a row. Consensual is going to be hosting that. So it'll be a good chance for you to do that.
Nice.
And then February 22nd, the Lone Bellow is coming as a trio.
Yeah, and they're excellent.
Another great folk Americana show, a lot of beautiful harmonies. It's going to be a really good night.
Yeah, yeah. And just before you keep going on, because if any of you out there have heard something like, oh my gosh, I really want to make sure I get a ticket to that, your best bet of doing that would be?
To go to taka.org. Also, our box office is open, obviously, whenever we have an event. Excuse me. So you can kind of pop in when we're open and buy tickets at the box office, too.
Nice.
And I always advise people to go check the calendar because I gave you a wrong date already. I said the 17th was Consensual Improv. That is Monday night, the jam that they're doing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
On the 28th is an actual Consensual Improv performance.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I see. Yes. I had it up, but it said Consensual. You're right. Yeah. It starts on the 17th.
And that's our February comedy. We do have some great comedy coming over the next few months. We've got Kevin Nealon doing a two show in one night. Our first time kind of mimicking a comedy club where we have an early and late show. So good opportunity to see Kevin. April, we have Maria Bamford coming in. We've got Jamie Lisso coming in March as well. So we've got some good comedy coming up.
Wow. And comedy goes pretty well there. We have a good, strong comedy.
It does. You know, and I think it's also helped. It helps that the Valley has a really good local scene. You know, there are a lot of quality open mics and other people doing shows as well. So I think it really helps strengthen. A lot of brave people that want to get up and bare their soul like that.
I'm reading Maria Bamford's bio right now. She just came out with a book last year, I think.
Yeah. Really interesting woman.
Yeah. I love her stuff, though.
You going to go see her?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, she's very open about her mental health struggles and all of that. And it's really great.
But she's also really good at being hilarious about all that stuff. It's
and, you know, we need laughter. That is for sure.
We certainly do.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. And then, I mean, that's not it yet. There's a lot more.
Yeah, you know, that first weekend in March, we're going to go strong. We've got Saturday night, Pokey LaFarge, which pretty amazing mixture of blues, Western swing, a little bit of Americana.
Brian, you should go with me.
I do have a ticket.
Oh, you got a ticket already? Okay, Well, I'm going to get a ticket.
Yeah.
Probably be the best dressed guy on stage that we've had for quite some time.
So. Oh, I know. I spent a lot of time with Pokey. He played quite a few years ago at Palisade and hung out just the whole day looking dapper, even though it's 100 degrees.
Doesn't sweat. Nobody sweats. And then we're going to do a rare Sunday night show because I couldn't pass up the opportunity for Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country. That's going to be a good, on March 2nd, a good Sunday night.
Yeah, and for anyone that hasn't seen Daniel Donato, let's talk a little bit. He's so fascinating. The whole band is fascinating to me.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's some jam. It's got some of that roadhouse twang to it and a rock band aesthetic, so it kind of touches a bunch of bases and a little bit for everybody.
And he's an interesting front man.
Yeah.
Very interesting to watch. They're an interesting band, and he's an incredible guitar player.
Yeah. Yeah. And those seem to be really blowing up fast, don't they? Like Billy Strings, and I can't believe he did 3 nights at the Pepsi Center or the Ball Arena recently. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. And I haven't even seen him yet. I am really behind the eight ball.
Normally, they've already stayed at your house.
I know. But that's right. I wasn't even thinking about that with March 4th. That's pretty funny. Well, good. And then, I mean, in March, let's just go a little bit in because you've got some different kinds of events happening. You've got the Women's Adventure Film Tour. And where does that come from? Do you know?
We've got a company that we work with that has a number of different film tours. You know, they also kind of help license the fly fishing film tour, which we're doing in April. And so March is when we kind of get back into it. You know, March is Women's History Month, and I think we're still allowed to celebrate that, right?
I hope so. We haven't been.
We'd like to do that film tour, and then April we'll do the fly fishing film tour, and we're still working on some other stuff with some other partners as well.
Awesome. Do you ever have a slow time?
Actually, not really. I mean, there's always something going on, even if we're not if we're not doing something publicly, we have other organizations doing stuff. So it's a year-round job, which is awesome.
Yeah, keeps you employed.
Yeah.
And so for Takal, you're in what year?
This
now?
Is year four. We'll have our fourth birthday in September. And it's interesting, the team has been kind of going back and recapping last year, and I think Ryan told me that last year we had over 30,000 people through the door.
Oh, my God.
180 events for the year. Oof. I think over 25% of them were free to the public. So we're doing good work.
Wow. I know. We're so happy to have you. Yeah. Mm,
thank you.
Yeah. Do you have, well, when you were recapping last year, do you have like a show or an event that really stands out for you?
Oh, you know, these are the questions where my brain just it's all of it. You know, I've enjoyed pretty much, I love the aspect that we get to see all of our community kind of come through in different times and different ways. I enjoy the performances a lot, but I also enjoy the fact that we're kind of weaving the community together, and that's what we do in the arts.
It's true. That's true. So just before we go, because I know today there was an arts convening in the valley of mainly different arts organizations and people. The Aspen Art Museum helped put it on, and Art Base. And what was your takeaway? How's everyone feeling out there?
Everyone seems optimistic despite things, I think. I think one overriding thing, it seemed like a lot of organizations are really trying to engage teens. And I think that's really important, because we have to build that next generation of arts advocates and arts patrons. And I think by reaching out to them and giving them a place to engage, I think it's really important.
Wow. That's good. Well, that's hopeful, because exactly. Those teens, we need them now. We got to enlist them early, because it's the next audience. And it's funny, because in just with the fashion show, I've been getting all these emails from different teens that want to get involved. They'd like to do something. They're coming by. So I do feel that this culture that is cultivated in this valley is important, and we get to see these kids not afraid to reach out and get involved, which I think I would have been a little intimidated.
Yeah, and I think I would have thought you'd have got more emails asking for tickets after selling out in 20 minutes. That's amazing. Congratulations on that.
I know. I think it's, you know, that part's going to come. So far, so good, though. So, shh.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So tonight
it's a rare Friday night off. Yeah. So we're all kind of recharged for tomorrow.
Nice. All right, guys. So let's give everyone the website one more time.
Takaw.org. TACAW.org for any ticket information you might need.
All right. Well, you know, we're actually like so early on time. Brian, you know, let's talk a little bit about First Fridays tonight and what's going on.
First Friday, somehow it's February and 55 degrees out, but there's all kinds of fun stuff happening downtown Carbondale. Starting about now, there's live DJing out on the street. Katie and Kay's provided, I think, 3 or 4 DJs in a row, each playing for an hour. Over by the ice skating rink, which is not an ice skating rink right now. Maybe you can
bring your subs.
Yeah, you could do like a polar plunge.
And Serenade is playing, I believe.
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I love her.
Yeah, Sarah. Let's see. There's a food truck. The Bumbu food truck has like Indonesian, Thai, and Korean food worth checking out. There are some Love Note creation stations all around town at the Crow and Key. And at the launch pad right now, you can also go check out the current show inside the launch pad with Carbondale Arts' gallery, the 46th Annual Valley Visual Art Show, with about 60 artists in there. So go vote for the People's Choice Award. And we also have some artists set up in the open studio inside the launch pad, selling some little wares and original paintings, but prints and cards.
Yeah, there's some nice, I mean, Jill Scher is in there.
Yeah,
and
Jill's got
Russell
some
Criswell.
Belted hats. Yeah. There's 9 different artists all selling very different things. They're all part of the Valley Visual show, so we wanted to invite some of those artists to come just, you know, show us what else you got. You got these artworks in the gallery, but you're also creative people with all kinds of fun things going on. So that's
well, let's talk about those love notes, because you know, they can be really healing just to write them, you know, and then you're actually going to pick some of them and put them up in the phone booth
that's right
has a purpose there at the could call it Amy's Folly. Amy. But I love Amy's that phone booth. Yeah.
I thought it was a TARDIS.
It kind of is for some people, yeah. Yeah, the notes are going to be posted there after the evening. And then I think Katie and Kay is going to take a bunch to read on air between now and Valentine's Day. So you're welcome to write a note to your secret crush, to Mount Sopris, to the land, to, you know, anybody. It can be anonymous, or you can put your name on it. And I think
your congressperson.
Congressperson. That'd be great. Spread the love. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Cool. All right. And I think True Nature might be closing up now.
Yeah, I think they had a creation station over there with love notes, but they're closing at 5. So you can go to the Crow and Key in Carbondale. They'll have a station set up, or inside the launch pad. There's also hot chocolate. There's all kinds of stuff out there right now.
That's awesome. And warm weather. And warm hopefully weather. It might be the end of the warm weather. I think the temperature is supposed to start dropping.
There's some snow in the forecast.
Hopefully some snow will start dropping. So
best wishes to Spring Gulch out there for the Sundays.
That's right. Everybody should come out, ski for Sisu. They're doing it up the Marion Gulch trail, so be sure to park up in that way. Hey, everybody, have a great Friday. We will not be here next week. We'll be celebrating
Valentine's Day.
But catch us a couple weeks.
See you later.